Again, if he was only a teacher, then he was a liar or a lunatic, and we need to reject him, not speak of how wonderful he is. So again, that to me is Lewis's greatest Christian challenge, and it's one that, you know, I think everybody has to think about. Who was this guy? Who was this Jesus? All right, let us move on. Let's move now to the abolition of man. In this book, Lewis explores through a non-satirical reductio ad absurdum the ultimate dystopic end of a society that tries to eradicate the Tao. Let me explain that loaded statement. First of all, reductio ad absurdum is a form of logic where you take an argument and follow it out to its logical conclusion. And if you can show that when you draw the argument out to its end that it becomes ridiculous, then that shows that the whole assumption it's based on is ridiculous. Well, that's what Lewis is doing here. He's taking this modern idea that we should throw away the Tao, or at least make it relative, and shows what happens when you do that. And what he shows is, when we throw out the Tao, we end up not in utopia, but a dystopic world. Let's follow out his logic. Now, the abolition of man begins very innocuously, actually, with a critique of an elementary school textbook that claims that all aesthetic judgments are finally subjective. And that's often what they teach students now, that if it's got to do with feelings or aesthetics or faith, it must be subjective. Well, Lewis, as you might expect, resists this modernist a priori assumption that all sentiment is not to be trusted, that it has nothing to do with factual, objective reality. Ever since Kant and the Enlightenment Project, we've separated facts from values. We've separated science from faith. Lewis says that's a modernist assumption. Nobody's proven that. Lewis says that there's no reason why feelings cannot have an objective, absolute content to them. In fact, Lewis argues that proper education, real education, is an education in virtue. And what we need to do and what we've stopped doing is we not only have to train the students as to what the Tao is, we have to train them to have the right feelings towards the Tao. In other words, they should feel good when they do a virtuous, noble action, and they should feel bad when they do a low, evil, or petty action. We have stopped doing this, but Lewis says this is what education should be. It should teach us the Tao and the proper sentiments that should be attached to virtuous or vicious behavior. Again, if we fail to pass on those sentiments to our children, or worse, if we foster in them a cynical attitude toward Tao-based virtue, we are courting disaster. We are no longer teaching our children and our students the Tao. And like I said, not only don't they learn the Tao, they learn to ridicule it. Oh, that's just absolutist medieval thinking. We teach them not to feel good about virtue, but to actually ridicule the Tao. This is a problem. We are courting disaster. Lewis uses a powerful Platonic metaphor to explain this. You know, Plato's always breaking us into threes. Well, on the top, we've got the head. And the head represents reason. And reason draws us upward to the angels. On the bottom, we have the belly. It's sort of like the id. And the belly draws us downward. The belly is the bestial part. But in the center is the tertium quid. Virtuous sentiment. Lewis links that, like Plato, to the chest. So we have head, chest, and belly. The chest is the tertium quid that mediates between the angelic head and the bestial belly. And again, the way the chest works is through virtuous sentiment, feeling good about virtue and bad about vice. Unfortunately, Lewis says, modern education, with its rejection of the Tao, has left our chest to atrophy. We're losing our chest, which is that vital tertium quid that mediates between head and belly. And you know what's ironic about that? It's ironic because at the very moment our chest continues to shrink, our leaders call all the more loudly for the very virtues that the chest alone can produce. We kill our students' chest, and then we ridicule them because they don't have any courage, or because they don't want to work, or because they don't have a work ethic. But we have killed their chest. And once we kill the chest, we kill the virtues that are linked to the chest. Here's a famous quote from The Abolition of Man. Lewis says, "We make men without chests and expect of them virtue and enterprise. We laugh at honor and are shocked to find traitors in our midst. We castrate and bid the geldings be fruitful. We can't kill virtue and then expect it from our students. Once we eradicate the Tao and the feelings that should be linked to it, we no longer have the virtue. And this is a problem. Lewis is not just joking here. This is a problem. Lewis was very prophetic when he wrote The Abolition of Man.